Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, anals. And by anals, of course, we mean Asian Not Asian listeners. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Asian Not Asian, a podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Mike Nguyen.
Before we start the show, just want to give a quick shout out to the newest Patreon subscribers for this month. If you don't know what we're about to do, we always give a shout out to our newest Patreon subscribers. So if you give us money, we will try to guess what ethnicity you are based on your last name. A very problematic game, but people love it. So here we go. Yeah. Actually, before we even do that, I have to give an ultimate shout out to our newest Patreon person. He upgraded from $20 a month to $50 a month, Mike, this guy.
What a huge waste of money. That's more that he could get every single streaming service.
All of them.
All combined. All of them.
He could get Tubi.
Blowing it on us.
Exactly. Ryan Kags, thank you so much. And now you are a producer, I guess, because that's what we said that you would be if you give $50 a month.
He's a producer.
But we already guessed his last name. I think he's Japanese. His last name is Kageyama or something. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say Kags. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay. The four newest subscribers. Here we go. Adam Smith.
Colonizer.
Colonizer Asian. Okay. Great.
Colonizer Asian.
Colonizer Asian. Just Amanda. Amanda is not a common Asian American name. I'm gonna have
It's really not a common Asian American name.
I don't know any Amanda Woos, you know?
Yeah, all the Amandas I knew growing up in the 90s I had a crush on. So
oh.
Got a crush on you, Amanda. Hey.
What ethnicity was the girl you had a crush on?
They were always white. They were always white.
Okay, then you're white. You're white, Amanda. Welcome.
Amanda is white. Adam Smith and Amanda. Here we go.
There we go. We got two white people. That's great. And then we have I don't know if this is Esjan or like Sajan. Like, is this some Iceland? Is this an Icelandic name? Sajan?
I thought that this was SJ. SJ's son. SJ.
It's not.
I was like, SJ don't got money.
No,
she's not. And SJ doesn't support us like that.
Sajan.
But I think this person is Korean. I'm not sure. Maybe they're not.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. Maybe they're Korean and maybe half Danish or something. Because those guys,
yeah.
they get Sajan, names like this.
You're right.
Sajan.
Sajan.
Sajan Park.
Fjord.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. And welcome lastly, from the fjord.
And lastly, we have Caroline Leung. Leung.
Leung. Chinese.
That's Chinese. That's Chinese as hell.
We got to have one.
We got to have one.
You know?
Hey, this is interesting.
Classic.
Two white people, a Danish Korean, and a Chinese person. And that's kind of what this podcast is all about. So thank you so much for donating. Check us out at patreon.com/asian.asianpod if you want one yourself. We need to make a quick announcement about this. We're looking for a video editor because Mike and I are about to get really busy and we're not going to have time to edit this podcast anymore. But we want to keep doing it. So if you are, if you got big dick energy when it comes to Adobe Premiere and shit, hit us up at asian.asianpod@gmail.com. And send us your portfolio, and hopefully you're in New York, right? We're looking for somebody.
And
in New York.
I feel too that just because I think sometimes people think video editor means one thing, what we mean is the person who actually edits the whole podcast.
Yes,
and it becomes a video.
Yes,
but the thing if you're listening to this on audio right now, we edit this. Fumi edits this, and it becomes audio, but it's a video. So
it's a video.
Just remember that. So we're not just looking for a guy to like. You know, make some zany sounds. And when I say cat, like I'm a cat, a neon cat shows up. You know, it's that also, but it's also, you know, editing the podcast. So if you love the podcast and you were like, oh man, I wish there was less Mike Nguyen and I wish I could edit him out. You could have that power if you want it, if you're looking for that.
Yeah. And it's paid too. So it's paid. So please email us.
This ain't some bullshit. So.
We prefer a New York based person, but great. On to the show. Mike, what do we got going on today?
So we have a guest and we're going to bring up in a second, but I was going through the little draft we had, the outline that we had before when we were thinking about having her on, and I realized that this is the 1 year mark mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of us going into hibernation/quarantine
mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to have this guest on 1 year ago.
Yes.
And we canceled. We were like, should we even have her? Everybody had a disease. This person 100% has a disease.
And this person is sure. Diseased. This is a diseased comedian.
And we were like, oh, maybe we should send an Uber for this person to come to the wherever we were going to record.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we decided not to do it. But then we were going through the outline, and it's just a hilarious outline because it's just so naive. So I wanted to talk about that. So that's sort of like a meta thing we're going to do. We're going to like go and talk about our year ago outline, and then and we're going to read it out, and it's just going to be hilarious. And then we're going to talk about that with our guest.
All right, bring her up.
But then also, okay, so should I bring her up, or should I talk about the story of the week thing?
Well, now it doesn't make any sense because I think you just did this whole thing. So we can just bring her up.
Okay. All right. So this guest is a New York stand-up comedian, writer. She, you know, it's hilarious. These credits are hilarious because I don't even know if these places are open anymore. The New York Comedy Club, Carolines, Broadway Comedy Club, Greenwich Village. Great. These are all great credits. A year ago, I have no idea if there's around. They're around.
They're closed.
Yeah. Was in the second season of a web series called Critically Ashamed. Were you? Great. Featured on Sirius XM Mutiny Radio. Super funny person. Give it up for Lily Michelle.
Lily.
Wait, that bio is so old. Did you not go back to my new website?
No, we didn't.
We did not. We copied and pasted the outline from a year ago.
We said
Lily? No, there's no way she made any advances in the past year. We'll keep it the same.
That's
well, tell
so
us what,
funny.
What's going on in your last year?
Well, I don't even know what a year is anymore. You know, I'm trying to think about it, and I'm like, what happened this year other than just like being inside and stuff?
Yeah. What should we have updated? You know, did you?
Yeah.
Do
what is your big thing?
Yeah.
Well,
you're talking all this
bio.
Stuff, and then you don't even say.
Well, I don't like list credits in my new bio. I say okay, that then. I'm a writer, a comic, and a ketchup chip enthusiast.
A ketchup chip enthusiast.
That sounds like you.
I would have loved for you to say that because then I could have told people I'm from Canada and I love ketchup chips.
But you didn't say that,
so we can't talk about it.
Now we can talk about what is a ketchup chip, and also that's your credit now. I feel these other credits were better.
Yeah, you've literally regressed.
There's like Vulture and like other stuff that I've done, but it's like online. Everything's online now.
Right.
But ketchup chips are from Canada. They're just ketchup flavored chips. You've never heard of them?
No.
No. I'm from America.
What's the brand? Like Lay's makes them?
Lay's, yeah.
Wow.
Do they taste like ketchup? Is that what the thing is?
It tastes like ketchup, but also we have All Dressed, which tastes like ketchup, barbecue, and like salt and vinegar all mixed together.
Japanese people eat ketchup rice, so we're kind of the same, you and I.
Does that mean you just put ketchup on rice and mix it?
It's like fried rice, but you put ketchup in it, and then you wrap it in egg. It's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good.
I love that.
But anyways,
I would never have thought of you as being a ketchup chip person because on Twitter you're always talking about vibrators. So that's
interesting. Okay, that's a delineation from your brand.
Well, that was a year ago. Okay, things have changed. I talk about butt plugs now. So
okay, fair enough.
Let's get to this outline, man.
We're gonna talk to you a little bit more about you and your whole thing about ketchup chips apparently, and it's gonna be great. So I'm gonna read a little bit of this original outline. And our original outline from 2020, which was, as we all know, 15 years ago. And we're going to, and then we're just going to see. This is just hilarious. So the first thing we were going to talk about is the story of the week, which was what we always do. And the story of the week we were going to do 1 year ago was Mike got an email about the virus in his building, which is my work building. And Fumi, you did too, right? You got an email that says that.
Yeah. That used to be like a really, really big deal. Now it's not. Like, I still get them on my email, but nobody cares because I think people just assume. But yeah, I remember back then, like, it was a very, very big deal that you got somebody at your office had coronavirus. Because then they would shut down an elevator, be like, don't use elevator 7 or something like that, you know?
Right. As if it could only stay. And then now we trapped it. Elevator 7, we're good.
Because that's what we thought back then, that elevators were the answer. You just shove it in there.
Well,
you know?
Okay, that's a good point because it keeps going. And then we were going to continue on with what do we do with this information? And this is hilarious. Some say it's bad, and I think we mean by it, we mean COVID. Some say it's not. What are we supposed to be afraid of? That's what we wrote 1 year ago. We were deniers of, oh, what's the big deal?
Oh my God.
Dude, 500,000 deaths.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh my God.
What could go wrong so bad?
Do you remember when, like, I remember I called you and I apologized because I found out that I was exposed. And I called Mike, yes. And I was like, I just saw you. You probably have it because I shook hands with the guy who had it.
Right.
Wait,
and then
but
we
do
made
you
out.
Remember yeah. when you would, like, people would admit to getting it and they were like, it's as if it was like the AIDS epidemic where they're like, I tested positive. And it's so emotional.
And then you were like, well, I guess you're going to die. And then they would just like disappear for a while. Like,
yeah, you're like, good luck. Oh my God, let me know. And it's like,
damn, girl. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're like Magic Johnson, you know? Like, this is the back of the day, man.
Did you wear like gloves and shit back then or no? Because people are still making fun of gloves back then.
I used to wear gloves, and then I used to like clean all my groceries when I brought it in. And then sometimes if I went out for a while, I would take a shower. This is a year ago, okay? You know, before we were talking about butt plugs, you were talking about vibrators at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were you doing a year ago? And then what was your like thing? Did you have like a day job office situation where you had to stop going in?
So I had a sales job where like it was like cold calling. So I had been doing that for like 2 years, but we went in and like they gave all of the best sales reps like laptops and stuff to go home with. And then we were just like joking. We're like, bye. And then the next day we're all like, oh, we should go home. And so like I had to make a big deal of it because they weren't going to let everyone work from home. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't come into work. So then I left. And then I just remember like crying every day when the pandemic hit.
Why?
Yeah, because I lived in a windowless bedroom.
Oh.
And my roommates were, one was like an army vet who hated brown people and hated women. It was like truly like the most toxic situation that you could be in.
How did you become
his literally
roommate?
Played, I mean, Craigslist, but.
Okay.
And then the other one was just like always on shrooms, so I never saw him.
Oh, fuck.
But I was just so alone and like no windows. It was like rough. I was crying so much.
You moved during the quarantine or pandemic?
You moved?
I moved in the summer, yeah. So I moved here in July.
And then you said...
So you moved and then you became ketchup girl, ketchup chips. That was
I've been ketchup chip girl my whole life. It's my whole identity. Before I say that I'm Persian, I say I'm ketchup chip girl.
I want to talk a little bit about how Lily and us know each other. I met Lily like a long fucking time ago, maybe like 2014, 2015. When were you?
2014.
When were you working at the Lantern? Like how long?
2014.
Okay, that's when I
wasn't working there for that long. I think it was a year.
Okay, that's when I started comedy. And so Lily used to like waitress at this like restaurant / comedy club where there are a lot of open.
I wouldn't say it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. I mean, it's super shady. I would never eat there, but for people who don't know, it's in Greenwich Village, and it's like right around the corner from the Cellar, and it used to be a really bad dive bar, restaurant, mic, or you know, comedy club, and it got a little better over the years, but at the time when you were there, it was a real shithole.
Yeah, but there's like some history there, you know, like Andrew Schultz did a lot of stuff there, Emma Willman did a lot of stuff there.
It's, it's a fixture.
It's like a place where a lot of people came up. I don't think people are coming up there anymore, but anyways, I was like doing a lot of open mics there, and then I used to like sell tickets on the street to
barker,
random
yeah.
people. I was barking. It's called barking. I would sell tickets on the street for these two guys, and I would get stage time, and Lily would always see me doing comedy that way. So I knew you as a waitress for like a long time, and then like... Then I started seeing you at shows and stuff, and like I was like, "Wait, oh, you do comedy now?" And now you're like famous. So, What happened there?
What happened? Yeah.
Ketchup Chip Famous. Yes.
Yeah. What happened? Like, why? Yeah. Like, what did you? Was it just?
Did you want to do comedy?
Yeah. When, like, you, did, why did you? Why did you want to start? Was it because you were just around it so often?
Yeah, honestly, I would look at Fumi on stage and go, I could do a better job.
Thank you. Let's just say that Fumi is the biggest comedy inspiration in New York City. Okay, so. Yeah,
if this guy can do it, I can do it.
You probably saw.
Did you want it?
Yeah, what was it like from your perspective? Because you probably saw so many acts. Like, do you remember those days, the Lantern days?
Yeah, of course I remember those days. I also, like, I was in college, so I was like at NYU. I was just like working, going to class, and I just kind of like always loved comedy.
Okay.
But I never saw it as like a possibility, you know? Like, I never thought that I could have a career because I have very Middle Eastern parents.
Yeah.
So they're not, they're still to this day not happy.
Right.
But
they were cool. Oh, wait. I was going to say they were cool with you being a waitress, but you're in college, so it didn't really count.
I was in college.
Yeah.
And they hated it then too. All right. They truly did.
Did they want you to do the whole like thing, the whole whatever
law school?
Well, to
yeah,
do
I was supposed
okay.
to go to law school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I remember when I was in high school, I wanted to go to college and I was talking to a counselor and I was like, I really like photography. She's like, why don't you major in that? And I was like, that's a hobby. What are you talking about? Yeah. People don't major in photography.
Major in hobbies? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And she was like, no, you could. And I was like, that's wild.
Yeah.
But so I did that. I was studying psychoanalysis. So then I was studying like stuff about the brain, the behavior. And then I just kind of was drawn to comedy in this like way that I was like, I can't stop thinking about it. It's like a boyfriend that I was like addicted to. And then after the Lantern, I got fired from the Lantern.
Wait, what? Did you do something? Did you hook up with the boss or something? Like, why'd you get fired?
No, I got fired because Craig Fox, our Lord and Savior, Craig Fox.
Yeah.
So I went to the hospital because I wasn't feeling well, and I like, and then the next day I was back at the Lantern, but I had like chills. This is back when you used to be okay to like work when you were sick.
Yeah,
and Craig kept like opening the door in the winter and like letting this cold air. And I was like, hey, it's freezing in this bar. I'm not feeling well. Can you please close it? And I kept telling him that. And I guess I said it kind of sassy. And then he went to my boss and my boss fired me.
Oh,
because of that.
Wow,
yeah.
God, I wish I that's a worse story than you sleeping with the boss. That would, you know, getting
I know. I think it was a lot of piling up. Yeah. Right. I think that was just kind of like the final straw because like, I was a very opinionated person, so I kept being like, you should do mics at 3 p.m. It'll bring revenue, and yep. like these comics want the stage time. And then I had all of these ideas for what they should do for the bar, and then they ended up doing it as soon as they left, which is the worst fucking... It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's
they
the,
told
that's
me
the thing.
That I was like stepping out of line for that, but...
Yeah, they did start doing more predatory practices, as I would call it, aka opening having open mics at 3 o'clock. But you hadn't done you hadn't started doing stand up then. You decided after.
Yeah, so then I started working at the Stand because I knew someone that I knew Joe, the manager, and he hit me up being like, hey, we need a waitress. Do you want to work here? And I was like, sure. I was like, I just love comedy so much, I'll be around it forever. But I like never thought I'd have the balls to do it. And then working there, and then I lived with two comics, and then it's just like they were both comics were like, just try it and see if you want it. And then
I've never understood it when people like, there's some people who love producing shows and just being around comedy, but I always think like that's the worst part of being around comedy is the worst part. The being on stage is the best part. Anything else besides that is horrible. So you're already there.
Yeah,
you might as
like,
well get on
stage. I
think
they like the power, you know, like the power of being able to book and stuff.
Mm.
That sounds awful, but okay, I get it.
It's disgusting.
I want to keep going with continuing on with the 1 year ago outline. This is kind of what we were talking about. So originally, in the original outline, we had a part about we were going to talk about what is comedy going to be like in COVID, and these are hilarious. So. Is stand-up comedy, quote-unquote, done for the next year? And then, have your shows been canceled? What are people going to do with? What are you going to do with all this extra time? I think we all now know that we just cry. And people who moved here to make it big or be dog walkers, what are they going
to
do?
What did they do? Like, I feel like what happened to? I feel like a lot of people quit, but I can't really remember who.
You know what? I don't think so. I think a lot of people. I think there's still a big open mic scene. I think there's still a lot of comics. Maybe not as many.
No, but I think there's still that's two things I'm going to ask. One is I think people, I'm talking about the people we came up with. I think a lot of them quit and I don't know who they are. But I do know there's an influx of comedians who just moved here. Like somebody, this is crazy. Somebody emailed me on my website and was like, this is such so on brand for me. They're like, "Hi Fumi, I saw you on LinkedIn and I'm impressed with your comedic background. I was wondering if I could like I'm an aspiring comedian from Ohio and I'm wondering if I could just talk to you and like learn more about
from
the
Ohio."
And so I was like, "Yeah, whatever, I'll talk to you." So I said, "Yes, I'm talking to him tomorrow." But it's like I was like, people are, I mean, he's like the 15th comedian I've talked to or have met who have decided to move to New York City during the pandemic. You know, so I do think that like people are leaving, but also like people are also starting. I don't know, Lily, have you been, I mean, I don't know who you hang out with or whatever, but like, have you met these new comedians who are like fucking moving here now to do comedy in New York City with that like kind of barely exists?
I mean, I've met people that are like open micers now. Like there are open mics and like Clubhouse is big on open mics and stuff. Like you could just test out your jokes there. People are starting, but the thing is that like they're starting in a time when like they have nothing else to do other than comedy.
That's
right.
Good point.
So it's like once you can party again, are you still going to do comedy? You know?
Yeah. I feel Fumi that the person who emailed you from your LinkedIn, that person is also has very crazy Fumi vibes, and this person's from Ohio. So I'm wondering if this is actually just you from the past emailing yourself now. Can I have some advice? I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't even know.
Are you from Ohio?
I am from Ohio, but I told him in the second email, I was like, "Listen, I'm happy to talk to you, but just FYI, I'm not like famous or anything. I can't really help you." I said that in the second email.
but. He didn't say you're famous. He said, I like your comedic background.
I know. I'm like, on LinkedIn? Really? Like, I have my regular stuff on there. Like, I worked in advertising and I went to NYU.
That's so weird.
It's so rare. I've never had
it. Maybe it's your son.
Yeah, it's a gotcha moment. It's some girl I banged 5 years
ago. It's totally your son, dude. I can't believe it.
I've had, this is the second time somebody has reached out to me and like has asked to like have coffee with me to talk about comedy. So it happened like 4 years ago, and I don't have anything 4 years ago. And I just kept being like, "Listen, I don't know anything, but you can come to my office if you want, and I'll talk to you." And now he's like doing amazing. He's like this like gay kid from North Dakota or something, and he's got like this amazing show, and he's far surpassed me. But it's like I just think about that sometimes about the people who like ask me for advice, and then they just don't take any of it, and then they become famous.
Well, do you think that maybe they're asking you for like what not to do?
Yes, exactly.
They see you.
They want to look. They want to look failure in the eyes and be like, we're not the same.
Yeah, okay. You know, like in science class, you look at pictures of like diseases. You know, these are the bad ones. You know, it's like that, but in real life.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I won't do this.
Yeah, this
then.
Is
okay.
This is a virus.
Don't start a comedy podcast called Asian Not Asian. I understand. Okay, that's cool.
Your hair and skin are unique, but finding the men's personal care products that works for you can be like searching for a needle in a haystack. With Hawthorne, all you have to do is take a short quiz to look, feel, and smell your best. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile. First, you take the quiz. They ask me things like what kind of drinks I like, what kind of clothes I wear, and it's actually really fun and quick and easy. And at the end, I get an essential bundle with all the products tailored to my body type and lifestyle. The products I got are like shampoo, deodorant. I don't even wear deodorant, but they sent it to me and I smell amazing. Hawthorne takes the risk out of shopping for personal care by giving you free shipping on your order and returns. If you don't like your products, they'll even retailer them for you based on your feedback. With high quality self-care products tailored specifically to your needs from Hawthorne, looking your best has never been easier. Take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personalized self-care routine by going to hawthorne.co and use promo code NOTASIAN to get 10% off your first purchase. That's HAWTHO hawthorne.co, promo code not Asian. Hawthorne.co, promo code not Asian.
We're going to ask you, why do you go by Lily Michelle?
My last name is kind of long, complicated, big, thick Persian last name.
Thick?
Yeah, but that's in right now. It's minorities thick... are in right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know. Hairy. Literally everyone tells me that, but it's like, I also, like, my dad has, like, a good job. Like, I don't want to get my dad, my brother into it, you know? Like, what if they're like, hey, well, I was home, like, 2 weeks ago, and my dad goes, I've seen your tweets.
Whoa.
And he goes, even the anal sex ones. And I was like, oh, my God.
What? Okay, so that's another thing. We have done research on your tweets, and yeah. We're not surprised your dad saw your anal tweet jokes.
But I was just talking to your listeners. I wasn't talking about anal sex.
Hey.
Because you tweet about it a lot. I don't know, Fumi, if you want to talk about that right now.
Yeah, let's play this game. This game is called What Did You Mean By That? Whenever we have a non-East Asian guest on this podcast, we go through their tweet feed and we search for key Asian words and we see what you've been saying about us. And what we've noticed is I searched Lily Michelle Asian, zero results. Then I searched Lily Michelle anal, 19 results. So that's kind of what we're dealing with right now. But before we get to the anal stuff, I did search for other Asian words. I searched for rice. You had one tweet about rice, and this is from 2018, and you said,
oh no.
This is from November 13th, 2018, and you wrote, I want to get to the point in my life where I don't wake up and eat fried rice. What did you mean by that, Lily?
I this was a time in my life where I lived with two comics who were also potheads, and we'd smoke pot all night, and we'd order food, and then the next morning, the fried rice would be next to my bed, and I'd kind of turn over and finish the fried rice.
Are we talking about Asian fried, like Chinese food fried rice? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I did that this morning. I woke up and I was hungry and I just made fried rice. I didn't realize until I read this tweet that that's like a sad thing to do.
At least you made it. You know, Lily's is literally bed fried rice.
Bed fried rice.
It's not bad. It was
no,
last
bed.
The night
bed.
Before.
Bed. Bed.
Oh,
bed.
Bed. Bed's heaven though. So why wouldn't you want to eat in heaven?
Gross. Okay, we have these other anal ones. Why don't you do these movie?
Coworker. Okay, when did you tweet this? November 11, 2019. Coworker says, hey, how was your weekend? Me, I did anal. Have you done anal?
Yes.
How was it for you?
Did you do it that weekend, November 11th, 2019? Can you remember?
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because November 11th is Remembrance Day, so I really I really went in on Remembrance Day. But yeah, so I did. I was with my ex. I tried it, and it was fun. And then I tweeted a lot about it. And now people are like, hey, anal sex stuff. And I'm like, no, like I did it like once. Like, yes. I don't want to be known for this.
It is funny. I mean, then the next one, literally 2 days later, I did anal once. I got a whole new personality. This is very much like Fumi. Fumi, and he got one. He got a fleshlight once. And like now that's his whole brand.
That's my whole brand.
So I think it's perfect.
Fumi, this breakup is not doing you well, dude.
Bed,
I'm
fried
fine.
Rice.
Bed, fried rice, and fleshlights. Fried rice and fleshlights. That's all I need. Oh my god. You know what, Mike? Maybe we can talk about this thing we didn't talk about up top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. This thing I was going to talk about?
Yeah.
So, this thing I was going to we were going to talk about this, and we can talk about you got immigrant parents and shit. So, I've been thinking recently about getting a master's degree. And I was thinking about getting one in this is where I think I differ from other comedians. I was thinking about getting one in history.
Why?
Just in general. In history. Just because I like history.
Okay, question. Do you like to spend money on things that make no difference?
Yes. So I do. That's why I'm in comedy. And that's that is my thing. So I was like researching it because to your point, I didn't want to spend a lot of money on doing this. So I was like trying to find like a program.
You can go to CUNY.
Where I was like, oh, maybe there's an... Yes, exactly. There's CUNY and there's like...
there's MasterClass.
MasterClass history?
You can do...
Who teaches that?
I don't know. Think that's some, what the word MasterClass is in MasterClass. Can you imagine if somebody took a bunch of MasterClasses and was like, do I have a master's degree now? I took the MasterClass in chess. That's not how it works. So I was thinking about getting in history because I read history all the time. I love reading history. I have a history book about the Vietnam War. About just Vietnam in general. I have.
Are you 45 years old?
He's pretty close.
I'm pretty close. But I've
are
always
you 45
loved
and a father?
No, but I'm pretty close. And I've always loved history. I love reading history books.
Well,
this
let me ask you this. Why now? Like, why not before? And then what do you want to... Is it just for funsies? Like, does it have to be a master's degree? Or could you just take a class, you know?
So that's a good point. And I think the reason why is because, we always have all these hot takes. Comedians always have hot takes on stuff. And like I'm always on, I'll be on Twitter and I'll be reading Lily's anal tweets and I'll be like, hot takes everywhere, and I never feel like anyone is saying anything really insightful. If that makes sense. Like I never.
Okay, did you just insult my anal tweets?
All 19 of them.
No, those are great because here's the thing: those don't have anything to do with history. So then, if you could combine anal tweets with history, I think that'd be cool. But for me, I never feel like comedians are ever right about anything. They just have a riff.
Yeah, but like that's the
and
whole
I'm just,
like
I'm just tired of it. I get it.
No. But that's the Hannah Gatsby thing, right? Like, why do people give so much? Like, why do you people expect so much from comedians? Like, why would you ever expect to learn anything from a comedian?
You're totally following the wrong people, I think.
Yeah.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. And I was just tired of it. So I was just like, well, I've always loved history. And I was like, well, what if I tried to actually learn something instead of just having a hot take all the time? Plus, I was wondering, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't do anything useful ever. I mean, you know, we do this podcast. It's not useful. So for me, I never was like, oh, I want to get this master's degree so I could, like, have a better career or something like that. It's just something I really liked. And then I was like, oh, well, what if I try to do this? So I was just something I was thinking about doing.
Well, I think
and it's
that,
like the anti-comedy.
I think that goes along with this theme of like, I think a lot of, because, you know, we've been doing comedy for a while. I don't know how long you've been doing it, really, but like I have friends who, now I'm remembering, I have friends who've like quit and gone to coding academy and now they code for Tesla. Like fucking,
right.
I think like, I don't think it's wow. Tesla, but like Jake Fromm, he's a coder now and he makes a lot of money. And you just quit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think we're at the point where like, if you do something, you chase your dream or whatever it is for how many long, and because you're like 32 or whatever it is now, you start to kind of face reality. And I have a lot of friends, which I'm not going to name, who are starting to kind of think about things like grad school and or working for their parents or just kind of like looking at everything in...
I'm thinking about that too.
I mean, how? Yeah? I mean, are you that much younger than me? I feel like you're not. Like maybe four?
I'm 26.
Oh, you're fucking 26? Okay, you're still, that's young. You've been doing comedy for like 2 years?
Thank you, 3 years.
Oh, okay. I mean, what is that, I think during the quarantine, I think a lot of people have had these thoughts, but like what has that been like for you? Like have you had these thoughts, your friends who are having these thoughts, and is it kind of, you know, what's your experience been like with that?
Yeah, it's just kind of like this is not some like unless you're making a lot of money, like unless you're Tim Dillon or like a TV writer or something, like unless you have a huge following and you're making that much money, like you're not really like cultivating something that could, like it's such a risk. And so what I'm thinking about now, because my parents are in my head and I just spent 3 months with them, it's like, why don't I just go to grad school, get something still.
or I'll try to go to grad school.
Or maybe I'll go to grad school for history.
Yeah. Here's the thing though. Go ahead, Lily.
But like get like a skill that you could actually like fall back on.
See, that's again, we're not the same. Okay, I'm getting a history degree. It's not useful. I wouldn't go into teach. I would just have it. I just think it would be sweet to have, and I like learning about history, so I might as well get the degree in it. But if you wanted to go, what would you get a degree in? What have you thought about?
UX design or UI design?
Oh, okay, see, that's useful. See,
yeah, but you
that's good.
You don't have to go to fucking grad school for that. There's like all these.
Yeah,
little,
you can just go to like what's you it learn called? On like. Like I'm sure
General
like,
Assembly or whatever, right?
You can take I'm sure there's like a Google thing that'll help you do that, you know?
Is that what you want to do if you don't do comedy? Let's go around and talk about what we would do if we had to quit comedy today.
No, I think I'd be an interior designer.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Is that. I mean, even, I like your interior design.
Is that really a career? Is that really a career? How do you make a career like
okay,
that?
Okay, are you my mom?
Yeah, I am your
what
mom.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Also, I love Fumi is in absolutely no position to criticize anyone. He's getting hit up on LinkedIn for his comedy.
Comedy advice. Yeah.
So don't. Oh, hold on here. Do whatever Fumi wouldn't do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have a great career ahead of you. So you would want to do that, like interior design.
I would want to do something in design. Like I do love writing, and but like at the same time, that's I. So one of the Persian authors wrote Funny and Farsi, and like everybody loved that book. Have you heard of it?
Oh, that's cool.
I have heard of it.
And so I met her. And she basically, we were on the phone and she goes, yeah, being an artist sucks. And like, I made a lot of money and then now I don't make any money. And it's like, okay, this is someone I used to like admire, you know? And now she's like, don't do it.
Well, there's so many people we've met on this podcast who are successful writers, like, you know, Minjin Lee and stuff like that. And I remember when she was on here, you know, she almost won, whatever, like the National Book Award. And she's still a writer, but she's like, oh, I got a teaching position at some school, like whatever, some nice college,
Amherst,
and she's like, I finally have what is it called,
insurance,
health insurance now. Yeah. And she was like, that was her big thing, and I was like, oh my god, you know, she's like a real like career person with a book, and she's successful, but she's still worrying about like health, you know, health insurance. So I get it, you know, but I would say don't quit. Don't do that, because you're actually, I mean, we need that ketchup chip energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else is going to talk about ketchup chips? You know,
I like think
that's what gets you up in the morning every day.
Yeah. I'm the sole representative of ketchup chips. Fumi, what would you do if you were going to do comedy?
You know, I've worked in like normal corporate for like a long time, and what I really hate, regardless of what I'm doing, is not seeing the fruits of my labor. That it's so painful, and I, even if you're making so much money, it's really hard to work without a purpose, I think, right? And I think that's why, like, yeah, comedy sucks, but like it's very satisfying in a way that a lot of office jobs are not, because you, if you're funny, then you hear laughs and you feel good, and it's like a very like one-to-one relationship, and like it's just easy to kind of like measure your growth, and just like, I don't know, it's just very straightforward, right? Am I funny? Am I not funny? You know, did I get laughs? Did I bomb? Mm-hmm. Whatever. So I would, I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to just like work at a pineapple farm. The other half just honestly, like I think, I don't know, like something in education, maybe working with the kids, you know, let me work with kids, you know?
Oh my God, that would be awful. I would.
You don't think so?
I would immediately warn the people, do not hire
Fumi. Do you?
Anything else?
Yeah. Wait, Fumi, do you want to work with kids so that you seem tall? Like, I don't understand the point of that.
No, I mean like college students, you know?
I need
like
that ketchup energy. Yes, ketchup chip girl energy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Fumi, you ever have you read Marx? I know where I'm getting you more into. Well, no. We're getting you more into reading.
Marx?
Have you ever read Marx?
No. Why the fuck would I read Marx? What does he have to say?
Don't hate. What you just described is what Marx talks about all the time.
Alienation. Pineapple farm?
No. Yeah. workers feel alienated from the products they have, because the way that capitalism works is that you're a worker and you never. It used to be that like you're a worker and like I make shoes. You would work. I would make shoes. Here's a shoe. I make a shoe. I sell the shoe. But now workers don't have that, right? We make something, we work all day, we don't see what we make. Somebody else sees what we make, and then you get paid, but you feel alienated from the thing. Therefore, that's the whole thing about alienation.
I think that's the biggest biggest difference between my old job and your current job, I think, is that we both worked in like marketing or whatever you want to call it. But I feel like you maybe see the fruits of your labor a lot more clearly, and so I feel like you like your job because of that. And then I think a lot of people are in my position where like you're making these decks and you're like, who the fuck is this for? You know, I think your company should do this, and you spend all this time doing it, and then you fucking present it, and you're like, okay, let's move on to your next client, Kit Kat. And you're like, okay, well, is the other company going to do what I said? They're like, we don't care. We don't care because they're already paid. And it's like,
Fumi, I'm gonna get you the Marx Engels reader, and we're gonna
I thought Marx was I thought he was problematic. Marxist wasn't he like a racist?
Why is he problematic?
Capitalism? I thought he was like a communist or
something. He's so problematic. What do you mean? He's like a huge communist. Yeah. You're like, what do you mean?
Communism is not bad. He's a communist.
He's a genius. He's totally right about it. All the stuff everybody always gets upset, and I know everyone's gonna get up on me because of capitalism or whatever.
Do it.
But he's a genius, and everything you describe, Marx described. You know, so everyone's always like, oh, you know, I don't feel like I connected to my thing. And then here's a guy who predicted that 100 years ago and nobody reads him. And then, he's a communist. Fuck is that supposed to mean? This is why I want to read history. I don't want any more hot takes.
So you can school people on comedy podcasts?
We're all so happy just being stupid.
Yeah,
you know, and it's funny.
I would rather be so stupid than be smart. Like, I think about like the people, like you know, like the people that like are in a frat or a sorority, and then mm-hmm. they get a dumb job, and they just have a girlfriend, boyfriend, they get engaged, like they're totally. I'm like, I wish I could do that.
Yes,
100%.
No, I get it. 100%.
How easy would life be?
I know.
I get it.
Those girls who just. Post pictures of cakes on Instagram and 70 likes and they're just happy. I wish I could be that.
Yeah,
sounds so nice.
I was on Clubhouse and I feel there are people whose whole personality is that they just graduated. That's like a whole thing.
What is it?
Wait, was this Clubhouse? I showed you the Clubhouse where it was like NYU girls and like.
Oh, it was called like NYU. Like, it was like NYU girls roasting tech bros or something like that, right?
Yes.
And oh, like, I saw that one. I
it's
saw
run
that
by
one.
And it's very popular. But like the whole thing is like we just graduated. Like you know, it's like that's their personality, which is fine, and they're killing it.
Do you think you were always this way, or do you think you were at one point kind of basic and were kind of cool with the hey, let's go to happy hour, let's do this, and that's it, go to bed 9.
I think I've had moments of being basic, but not really, because I've hated life from day one.
You came out of your mom's vagina, and you're like, I hate this. I hate this already.
I was already smoking a cigarette and rolling my eyes.
Yeah, I think if I could lobotomize myself to be just a regular person, I would. If I wasn't, I wish I could just not be a creative person. But how it is. And now I'm here with you guys. So it's
worth
fantastic.
It.
Yeah, I wish like painting my nails made me feel creative. You know, like I wish that was the thing that I
could
do.
Oh my God. I know people who'd make an entire day out of that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That could be cool, you know? Yeah, go ahead.
No, but like I'm not saying like designs or anything.
Oh,
it's like
I see.
Paint, like
that
that's
was your
it,
thing,
you know?
Right. Right.
Like if that would satisfy me in my creative ways, and so like I can't do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's a lot of times when I've been at jobs where people are just like making little PowerPoint decks and they're like so into the business thing, and I'm like, wow, they are really killing this business thing and they make a lot of money, and I'm just like, meh, you know, I don't get it, you know, I don't understand. I just want to make jokes the whole time. Like in my mind, I want to talk about how ridiculous it is that we make PowerPoints and we get money for it. That's where like my instinct yeah. is
that
to
is
go there.
That is very funny that we just put some graphs on there and people make like $100,000.
Yeah. Right. If I could go back, like, you know, this is the thing about history. You know, if I could go back 200 years and I'm in Vietnam in 1820 and there's like a rice farmer and I'm like, hey, rice farmer, what do you do? And he's like, I make rice with this ox and I have rice. What do you do, guy from the future? And I'm like, well, I use a computer to put a triangle into a slide
to show
and I
growth.
Get money for that, and I get money for that. And he would be like, "You're a witch, and I'm burning you." That was a wide-ranging conversation,
yeah,
which I enjoyed.
Let's wrap it up.
I like
that. We're at 45.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah, that was so fun.
Let's wrap it up. Come on,
Lily. Where can our fans find you?
My social media handle is Lils Michelle, Lils Michelle, on everything.
Oh, you can also find us on social media at Asian Not Asian Pod. We're also on there at The Fumi Abe. That's Thefumiabe.
And you can find me on Instagram at Nice Pants Bro.
please come to our Zoom stand-up comedy show every other Friday. The next one's going to be March 19. The one after us is April 2nd. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes if you're an Apple Podcast listener. And join our Patreon at patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. Lily, thank you so much for your time. We're all going to join Mike in his endeavors to join or get a master's degree. We'll be there in your
get
class,
a master's
Mike.
Degree. Lily, do not become a UX designer. Because the money is too good and you will stop doing comedy. So don't do
okay.
that. But
I'm going to send this to my dad.
Yeah, tell him about that and the anal jokes. So but I think that's it. Anything else for me? I think
that's
we're good.
It. Anals. We'll see you next week. Bye.